Dreaming Adventures of Dick Danger, Third Eye. Brought to you by Bear Wiz Beer's newest, Bear Naked Lager. A brew designed for you in 002. A handful of hops, a pinch of yeast, and ever-fresh Alaskan Ursa urine in a custom Nick Danger shake-up mug. It's frothy, it's fresh, it's frighteningly popular. Bear Naked Lager from Bear Wiz. And now, turn down the lights, lock the door, and clench up your fists as Bear Wiz presents B.O. Nick Danger, in the taste he calls
Shack out on the alien highway. At last, we had an adventure where my third eye might come in handy, and this degraded audio. That didn't really look like much of a broadcast today, though. Looked like we were going to have to make do with local talent. Just because you're writers doesn't mean you have any actual vocal talent.
I got it.
We're in the studio.
Wait a minute. Here's a reassuring thought. The episode starts in my office.
Don't they all?
Yeah. I love my office, even if it does have degraded audio. My office is so posh.
Because we wrote it that way.
Yeah, and I put my feet up on the desk.
Yeah.
Put my feet up on the desk. I pull out a cigarette lighter out of the desk, and I put one hand down on my telephone.
So it's you, Dinger, and you're sleeping in your car.
No, Al.
What are you doing out here in the desert? You're a big city guy.
Well, we're both big city guys, Al.
Yeah.
Why aren't you back in Funtown beating up drunks? How did you wind up here in the boondocks?
These aren't the boondocks, Nick. If these were the boondocks, you'd be face down in a shallow pit. We're a law-abiding community here in the high-low desert area, and we don't like guys like you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's right, Danger. And do your homework, or you'll have to go to military school.
I see nothing's changed on your
and
citadel,
don't
Al.
Leave the toilet seat up, Nicky, and don't hang out with guys who wear their baseball caps backwards!
Those guys with the big pants, I know what you mean. I hoped I was driving in my office out to the usual ranch, talking on a cell phone, whatever that was. Yeah, that would explain the degraded audio. Well, I went out to the usual ranch, but I figured we'd skip the usual brouhaha. It seemed like a kind of unusual ranch to me.
That's because it's a service ranch, Mr. Danger.
Heatherwood.
Yeah, you see, everything's changed these days, Buster. It's a service economy, you know? We got people to provide people with what they want because people are too busy staying alive to do too much of anything about the finer things in life, get me?
Wow. I looked around. The audio got even more degraded. There was a fenced corral filled with dignified-looking guys in tails holding silver trays. Hey, Catherwood.
Yeah?
Hasn't it ever occurred to you that you're selling human flesh here, that this is slavery?
Hey, you can call it what you will.
Well, I would, but someone got there before me.
That doesn't matter now, Danger. My daughter, my precious daughter, they've taken her away.
Wow, that's some acting. Take it easy, old guy. Who's taking her?
You know, them.
You don't mean them. Aren't them like those big carrots, kind of?
Are you kidding? No, them look like big papier-mâché lobsters.
Oh, no. We're both wrong. Them are the big ants.
Oh, no, them look more like atomic praying mantises to me. But anyway, them got her.
Well, what's her name?
Well, I call her Poopsie Pie. Sometimes I call her Daddy's Little Num-Num. But most people knew her as Nancy.